Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And, you know, I wanted to get together to really sort this out. He was not as keen as I was, which really affected me a lot. I was like, well, we're in this together, and, you know, we need to do this. And he wasn't really interested. I sorted out the problem with Amazon on my own. But at that point, I realized just the experience left a bad taste in my mouth. I was like, man, if I'm already doing all the work, I might as well just do it on my own.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Moyne Zaffer. Moyne has a podcast called the Grow with Moyne Podcast. It is a fantastic show where he talks all about the ways that he's growing and changing as an individual. Moyne also wrote a book called Grow with Your Baby, talking about the way that he's grown as a father. And if you want more Moyne, you can check out episode 8 of Broken Bulbs. As for today's failure, Moyne shuttered his Amazon shop. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail. We all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Moyne Zaffer, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So let's talk about the Amazon business you started. How was this a failure and what was it that you were selling?
I'm going to go a little bit further back and tell you how it actually started. And so it started with another feeling of discomfort when I was going to work after graduating. And I was working at a bank in the financial industry. Everything seemed good. I was a new father, had this job, I had graduated, you know, new family. But my first commute was about 3 to 4 hours long. And I was only getting to see my daughter at least an hour each day. And so I decided to leave that job because I wasn't getting enough time with my daughter. And I switched to another job. It was another bank. It was seemingly a better bank, but the commute was short, 20 minutes. And I was like, perfect. I got it. I nailed it. And then a couple months in, I started to feel really anxious when I was going to work. And I realized that the feeling of anxiety was always there. It just had been building the longer I ignored it. And the breaking point came one day randomly at the gym. I was running on the treadmill and I just started to cry. And after I stopped crying, I realized that like I have to stop doing this. This is not what I want to do. And so I quit without a plan. And that's where sort of the business idea for selling on Amazon came about. And I had a colleague at the bank I was working, and he was sort of interested in this too. And we had sort of talked about it just as, I don't know, something like a dreamy project. No one was really serious about it. But when I left the bank, I wanted to be able to do something. You know, I still had, you know, bills to pay and provide for my family. I was like, okay, what is it that I can do? And I decided to just randomly landed on Amazon. And I was like, okay, this is one way I can make money. Started a research phase, started to get together with my business partner, which was my colleague at work who was still working at the bank. I was happy to do most of the work. And so we started selling grinders. It was a kitchen tool. But yeah, we started selling. We reached out to a supplier in China, and we paid for the order up front and we got it. And then we started selling on Amazon. And luckily enough for us, we sold out like our first batch. And we was like, oh, this is great. You know, we were netting about 25%. And I was like, man, this is awesome. So we used all the profit that we made to order more and like double the amount of what we ordered last time. And so we started selling that. And it was going well until something happened within Amazon. I think it's fairly common where other competitors would complain against you or file some sort of infringement or something. But it wasn't really the case, but it stopped our sales right away. And I think we were about we had 50 more units left to sell. We had covered our cost, but the profit was going to come from the last 50. And we were in trouble. And my partner at the time, he was busy at work. So he didn't really know that this had happened. And I had noticed it. And, you know, I wanted to get together to really sort this out. But he was not as keen as I was, which really affected me a lot. I was like, well, we're in this together and, you know, we need to do this. And he wasn't really interested. And so I sorted out the problem with Amazon on my own. But at that point, I realized just the experience left a bad taste in my mouth. I was like, man, if I'm already doing all the work, I might as well just do it on my own. And so I talked to my partner. I was like, hey, man, let's just end this here. Here's your, you know, part of the profits. Here's mine. We'll just end this company. And I don't feel like this is like a good fit. And so we just stopped the business right there. And I didn't continue to be an entrepreneur on Amazon again because I was working on another project than my book. And that felt, like I've mentioned before, something that just pulled me naturally. And I was like, so into it. I was like, all right, let me just put all my energy into it. And yeah, that's how Amazon, the business on Amazon sort of failed. And yeah.
I'm curious about this contrast that you brought up here between working on the book and just feeling right about it versus doing this Amazon business. How is it that you see the difference between those two things, and particularly the difference between your feeling about those two things, and how do you think other people might apply that experience in their own life so that they can look out for what feels right to them?
Yeah, great question. And I think it comes from a level of introspection and awareness. If you've really spent that amount of time with yourself to notice the feelings, like a lot of people get attached to even the discomfort. Like there will be people who will be working the same job for 20 years. And when you go and talk to them, because I had a lot of colleagues at the bank I was working at, they said they weren't really happy. And they were in the same position, not progressing for 20 years. And they weren't really happy, but they started to ignore the discomfort. And it becomes so familiar that you don't even notice at some point. So it all starts with a level of introspection. You have to know how you're feeling when you're going to work. And to me, that was the level of awareness I started to work on when I was in my undergraduate degree. And so I started to notice these subtleties. And with the book, I can tell you clearly, like whenever I was working on it, I was happy. It felt effortless. Time flew. And I was really excited about the project. The business on Amazon was sort of, how do I say this? It wasn't bad per se, but things started to feel a tad bit different. It was like, it's not this. I started with this with a different feeling, and now it seems to have changed and shifted. Why is that? And you start to look at the problems, and it's about noticing the subtleties and having that relationship with yourself. So how do you do that? For me, it's a lot of introspective questions or paying attention to the feelings that you're feeling. And there's one really cool technique that I learned. It's by there's this guy who wrote the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And then his whole concept is about conflict resolution. But he says that a lot of people don't express emotions. They're just conditioned to suppress it. So whenever you're feeling something, write a love letter to yourself. So imagine that whoever's complaining or being angry is this, you know, childlike version of you, because emotionally you haven't really developed that part. And so write it down in a diary, and eventually you realize that just by paying attention to those feelings, they sort of fade away. And yeah, the more you do practices like these, it could be meditation or sitting with the feeling, doesn't have to be love letters to yourself, but the more you'll start to get aware of these subtleties. It takes, like anything, it's a practice, and it's a really good one if you're all about feeling happy and content with where you are, then this is the practice.
Interesting. I like that. I do a lot of journal writing, so I feel like it's kind of a similar thing. It's a conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. What is it that's working for you now? Obviously, your book. What else are you up to? And where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. I go with the Grow With Moin podcast. If you want my personal account, it's MOINZAFAR. I'm on all of those platforms as well. So what's working for me right now is having mentors and coaches. I'll share that with you because the aspect of support is something really important. And it's something that I learned when I was going through that dark time in undergraduate degree. And we've been conditioned to learn that, you know, you got to do this all on our own. And sometimes we can, but it's not as efficient and it's not as growing, or it's not a growing experience. So what's working for me is having support and mentors who've actually ahead of me. And you can bounce back ideas and work on different projects. And yeah, man, so light bulb for me is getting support. Not the answer you would expect, but support is absolutely important.
I love that. And I'm going to have links for everything you mentioned down in the show notes. And I just want to say once again, thank you, Moin, for joining me today.
Of course. Thank you, Alex, for having me.
And thank you for listening. Introspection. I feel like that's a subject that comes up a lot on the show. Really consider who you are and what you're looking for. That'll help point you in the right direction. Special thank you to Moin Zaffer for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his podcast and his book, both linked in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecca Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecca.